Mr. Bensington was short and very, very bald, and he stooped slightly. He wore gold-rimmed spectacles and cloth boots that were abundantly cut open because of his numerous corns. And Professor Redwood was entirely ordinary in his appearance. Until they happened upon the food of the gods, as I must insist upon calling it, they led lives of such eminent and studious obscurity that it is hard to find anything whatever to tell the reader about them. Mr. Bensington won his spurs, if one may use such an expression of a gentleman in boots of slashed cloth, by his splendid researches upon the more toxic alkaloids, and Professor Redwood rose to eminence. I do not clearly remember how he rose to eminence. I know he was very eminent, and that's all. Things of this sort grow. I fancy it was a voluminous work on reaction times, with numerous plates of sphygmograph tracings, I write subject to correction, and an admirable new technology that did the thing for him. The general public saw little or nothing of either of these gentlemen. Sometimes at places like the Royal Institution and the Society of Arts, it did in a sort of way see Mr. Bensington, or at least his blushing baldness.